Coming up Sunday evening, it is the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony in concert at the Long Center, 7 o'clock concert. In the studio is conductor Jose Valencia. Good to have you.
Good day.
And the principal clarinetist, Carson Olin.
Hey.
Good to have you. And the principal horn, Bailey Fair.
Hello.
Good to have you guys. Tell me a little bit about this program. You have a special guest. Tell us a little bit about the second horn concerto and who's coming to play it.
We're bringing Rob Danforth, who is the principal French horn player with the Indianapolis Symphony. He's been there since the early 90s, and he's going to be performing the second horn concerto in E-flat major by Mozart, which has the famous hunting theme in the third movement that I think is probably one of many people's favorite horn concerto parts.
And that's got to be a lot of fun to have a guest like that, especially on your own instrument. Is that
oh, yes,
cool?
Definitely. Yeah, we're really, all of the horn section is really excited to hear him. And this is the first rehearsal this week that we're going to get to hear him. So we're really excited about it.
Well, we're speaking with some musicians from the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. Carson, you are playing clarinet, and I know this Sibelius Symphony starts out with this beautiful clarinet solo. Is that a little bit of pressure?
Yeah, it's some pressure. I really like the solo at the beginning of the first movement because it's a really good chance. It's pretty much just me and I think just the timpani. And it's a really expressive solo at the beginning of the first movement. And it's just kind of me and I can do whatever I want. Jose gives me some liberty with the tempo so I can do my own ritardandos or accelerandos wherever I want them. So it's kind of like a little mini cadenza almost at the beginning of the first movement. And it's a really good chance for me to be expressive and have a good time just on my own.
Sibelius' First Symphony is great stuff. This is amazing repertoire for kids to play. And these are pieces that if they go on in college, in different programs, they're going to be playing these pieces again. Is this part of the idea of having them play this great rep?
Exactly. I think that the philosophy here with the Wabash Valley Symphony, Youth Symphony, has been that we present full pieces, that we work on them together. I will say, I kind of knew that the Sibelius First Symphony was at the top of a stretch point, but why not work for a stretch point for an orchestra? They've risen to it. It's crazy how there are some beautiful moments in there that the youth orchestra expresses just about as beautifully as I might ever remember of having played it elsewhere with other symphonies.
I imagine from when it started in the fall till the concert time is night and day.
These people just started working on it at the end of February, and it is night and day. I don't know if you remember, if the youth remember how it was early on, but I think it was probably scary looking and scary sounding.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
definitely.
They're kind of repressed memories, you know.
Yeah, it's a really challenging piece. And one thing I've had to work through especially is I only have a B-flat clarinet, but two out of the four movements of the Sibelius are in A. And so I have to read everything a half step down. And so especially on the first few sight reads, just reading through, it was really, really a challenge. And there's actually a solo in the fourth movement that goes to the lowest note in the A clarinet range. And on a B-flat clarinet, my lowest note that I can play is a half step above the note that it's telling me to play. So I have to actually let one of the other clarinets play that section of the solo.
A little bit.
I just can't.
Yeah, a little bit of teamwork goes on there. Oh,
yay.
Wow. And that happens with French horns. I know you guys are in the back of the orchestra, but sometimes breathing and power, and there are sometimes assistants, that sort of thing. Is the Sibelius fun to play for the brass?
Oh, yes. It's a lot of fun. There are a lot of fun moments where all the brass gets to play together, and it's just this big, heavy brass sound that it's a lot of fun to do that. And there are also a lot of fun parts for the French horns. I love it. I love when you can hear the beautiful harmonies in the French horn section, that's a lot of fun.
Bailey Fair is the principal horn and graduating as a homeschooled senior. Carson, you're attending West Lafayette High School and playing clarinet. Jose Valencia, I wanted to ask, as conductor, these are radically different styles. The Mozart is a smaller combination, and these days we've had all sorts of folks have different bows and they look at different things and whatnot. How is it to work and play a very light style compared to the Sibelius?
I think it's going to be good for the audience to have the refreshing contrast between the two different types of music that we're playing. The Mozart, we reduced the orchestra, and actually the Mozart orchestration is really only for strings, two oboes, and two French horns, and everybody else clears out for that moment. So it is definitely lighter, and it'll support the French horn really beautifully. In our work, we work a lot with how we end phrases and how we use our bows to make those phrases work in the Mozart. And so it's a little bit of technical background stuff that is required to help make the expression work.
What would you say to encourage your friends? Would you send this a note on Facebook? Would you tell them to check out a little bit of a clip of this rollicking rondo, you know, what would you say to someone to encourage them to come to the concert?
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of my French horn friends especially. It's just a great chance to hear a wonderful French horn player. And I've talked to a lot of them saying, come and hear us. But, you know, and it's hard to work it into people's schedules, but I'm putting pressure on a lot of people.
All right. What would you say?
Personally, I really like the third movement of the Sibelius. So I think probably it's worth it to just come and hear the third movement. There's a really cool, like, round part in the middle of the third movement where it's like starts out in the flutes and they have these running eighth notes and then the clarinets come in and then it goes over to the strings and it's a really cool section of the Sibelius.
And I imagine, I know this is going to be a busy weekend because the Lafayette Symphony is playing and you giving all this energy. What would you say to folks that will have heard the planets and have a chance to hear this great horn in Sibelius?
Well, first, yeah, I am actually accidentally acting as concertmaster for the Lafayette Symphony's concert this weekend. So I'm proud and excited for doing the planets on Saturday. And that's going to be a completely different experience. And if you can fit both these things into your life, it should make life more beautiful and more exciting and more fulfilling, because the Sibelius is a lot more emotional. It touches a lot of something deep down inside of me that I hope that other people get as well, and that we can share that on this beautiful day, because it's going to be beautiful.
Well, it looks like an amazing program, and you have Robert Danforth coming in. That'll be really great, and I know inspirational for you guys. Thanks for coming in today. Really appreciate it and look forward to the concert.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thank you.